on board the telephone line from the Verson Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. Sean Latch joins us. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Good to have you on board with us as we kick off a new year and lots of exciting things in the skies and going on at the center. Let's talk first about the brand new show next up on this Friday the 15th. Tell us about Are We Alone? EXO.
Yeah, so EXO is a new program that we brought in, and it is from the planetarium up in Montreal, Canada. And this program takes a look at exoplanets, of course, but also really our search for life beyond our own planet and some of the ways that astronomers are trying to search for life, what it might mean if we find it, and some of the challenges that we have in looking for life elsewhere in our universe.
Well, I was watching something on cable the other night, and it was about the photos that came in. Was it from New Horizons that got the unbelievable images of Pluto a few years back?
Yes, yeah, that was a great mission. And of course, it's continuing on outward, and hopefully in the next, I believe it's about 2 years out from now or so, we'll be getting some new images back from another sort of Kuiper Belt object, another icy object out in that area.
That is fascinating stuff. Also, you've got a brand new program for the kids, The Little Star That Could.
Yeah, this program's lots of fun. It basically takes a look at a star like our sun, and you join him on a little journey where he figures out where he sort of fits in the universe and how he has planets and things like that. So it's a fun show as well. And we have a cool music show, too, that we've got going as well. And we've made a sort of a change to that. We used to have music shows on Friday nights at 9, but with a curfew still in place, we've sort of moved that to Sunday afternoons at 4, and this month we have one called Van Halen, a tribute to Eddie, and of course a tribute to some of the cool music that he did over his career.
You can learn more by going to the website at astro.umaine.edu. You can place a call at 581-1341. Well, we had quite a busy December for viewing celestial events and more of them to come. Now, I'm curious, I didn't see this last night. Were you able, and could anybody around here see Jupiter, Saturn and Mercury in triple conjunction? And what does that mean?
Yeah, I did happen to catch it for a few minutes. Of course, it is it was a little bit challenging because it's setting right after the sun, really. But basically what you're seeing is these three planets, and they happen to form a nice triangle in the sky. You might remember that back in December we had what we called a great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn, where they were basically about a tenth of a degree apart, which is the closest they had been in about 400 years or so. Basically, these planets were spread out a little over a degree and a half apart in our sky, but it was really nice because Jupiter and Saturn are still sort of very low over in our southwestern horizon, and they were joined by Mercury. Mercury, often a tough planet to see because it orbits interior to, of course, the Earth and never gets very high above our horizon. So with it joining these two, it made it a little bit easier to find, and having these three sort of in a nice tight area of the sky made it a great celestial sight. Again, challenging. Tonight doesn't look like the weather's going to cooperate, but it would be another chance to see these three relatively close together.
I was also reading that on Thursday, Uranus stands still. What does that mean?
Yeah, so basically what that means is from our standpoint, of course, planets orbit the sun, but with the Earth moving as well, occasionally there's a time where a planet is typically moving from west to east. That's what we would call proper motion, but eventually when the Earth passes by, it will slow down, appear to stop, and then begin to go back the other way, moving from east to west. So we do have these things where planets become what we say stationary for a moment, and that's just because of Earth passing them in our orbit. We're going to have Jupiter and Saturn also going into conjunction with the Sun, basically meaning that they're going to be in the same position as the Sun coming up later. So if you want to catch Jupiter and Saturn, you want to look for them again basically this week, because on the 23rd, Saturn goes into solar conjunction, and on the 28th, Jupiter goes into conjunction.
And I understand that for some people anyway, an opportunity to see the Pleiades this weekend. Is that something we'll be able to see around here?
Well, the Pleiades typically is visible at this time of year. So basically, you just want to look up and check out the area above Orion the Hunter. You're going to see the V shape, which is the face of Taurus the Bull, and then the Pleiades is in that area. So that's a pretty easy thing to spot, and it's visible a good chunk of course, of our fall and winter season.
Now, my son is very much into space. I have to think no small part of that, your monthly visits here on the show. He got all kinds of cool space stuff for Christmas, including an astronaut costume that he's very fired up about.
Cool.
But also, he got a little telescope as well. What's a good place to start for kids who want to do some observations of the sky with a telescope for the first time?
Yeah, well, it is very helpful to learn your constellations because those are going to guide you to things you can find. So with a basic telescope, great things to look at. In this season of the year in particular, the Orion Nebula is really great. And that's just below the belt of Orion the Hunter in the area called his sword. You can see it sort of as a little sort of smudge of light with your unaided eye, but a telescope will give you a little closer view of that. And that's basically a star-forming region in Orion. The Pleiades also is a nice target because you can see a few more, of course, of the stars. We often say that there's six or seven stars in the Pleiades, the seven sisters, but with binoculars or a telescope, you can see over 100 members in that open star cluster. So those are a couple really easy targets to begin with. And, of course, the planets also really great. Mars is up right now, and you might get a little bit of polar ice caps with that. And Jupiter and Saturn also are really wonderful, but they're going to be tough, again, because they're very low on the horizon. So you may have to wait until a little bit later in the year when we'll have a better view of them.
In terms of exploration and space news, I think very exciting since last time we talked, the announcement that Maine's Jessica Meir could be, is certainly in the running to be, the first woman on the moon.
Yeah, she is in that astronaut sort of the Artemis program right now, and so she is one of the folks who could be the first woman to walk on the surface of the moon. We'll have to keep an eye out for that. And of course, there's lots of other really cool stuff coming up too. Next month, we're going to have a number of missions that are going to arrive at Mars. Of course, the Perseverance mission, which is the rover, but also there's a mission from the UAE called the Mars Hope mission, which is also going to arrive at Mars next month. So a couple Mars missions coming up to keep your eye on.
Excellent. Well, a lot of good things going on. Check out what's happening at the VersenPower Astronomy Center. Sean, always great to talk with you. Hope your month goes well, and we'll check in with you again very soon.
Sounds great. Have a great, wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too. Sean Latch, VersenPower Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine.